This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian President Vladimir Putin said after talks with Chinese leader Xi Jinping on Tuesday, Chinese proposals could be used as the basis of a peace settlement in Ukraine, but the West and Kyiv were not yet ready. Putin accused Western powers of fighting to the last Ukrainian after talks with Xi in the Kremlin, which Putin said showed the growing trade, energy, and political ties between China and Russia. Describing his talks with Putin as, quote, open and friendly, Xi reiterated China's neutral position on Ukraine and called for dialogue. Asia's stakes in Europe's war were made crystal clear when the leaders of the region's two richest countries sat in the capitals of Russia and Ukraine in strong shows of support for the opposing sides. AP correspondent Charles David Aizma explains.
Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida paid a surprise visit to Kyiv on the other side of the front lines. The visits come as tensions grow between the two regional rivals and top economic powers. China's seeking to expand its influence, and Japan has responded by increasing its defense spending and deepening ties with the US and its allies. While Xi's trip is meant to send a message to the West that its efforts to isolate Moscow over the invasion of Ukraine have fallen short, Kishida in Ukraine strongly underlines the global nature of the opposition to the war. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. Defense Department says it's speeding up its delivery of Abrams tanks to Ukraine, opting to send a refurbished older model that can be ready faster. The aim is to get the 70-ton battle powerhouses to the Russia-Ukraine war zone by the fall. The original plan was to send 31 newer M1A2 Abrams, which could have taken a year or two to build and ship. This is VOA News. Many South Africans stayed home from work Monday as a political party called for a nationwide shutdown to protest frequent power cuts and high unemployment. Jan Borman reports for VOA from Johannesburg.
The shutdown called for by the Radical Economic Freedom Fighters Party ended Monday with small and isolated incidents of public violence and the arrest of at least 550 people across the country. The party's leader, Julius Malema, had called for businesses to close and people to stay home to protest record unemployment and ongoing power cuts. The party also called on President Cyril Ramaphosa to step down immediately. Although most businesses closed in Johannesburg and Pretoria, some observers questioned whether the protest was a success because it was held on a day many would have taken off anyway ahead of a Tuesday public holiday. Jan Borman for VOA News, Johannesburg.
The governments of Ethiopia and Eritrea on Tuesday angrily rejected U.S. claims their forces had committed war crimes and crimes against humanity during the devastating two-year war in Tigray. Ethiopia's foreign ministry branded the allegations made by U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Monday as partisan and inflammatory. Several hours later, the Eritrea foreign ministry issued a statement describing them as unsubstantiated and defamatory. Paris's iconic Notre Dame Cathedral was heavily damaged by fire 4 years ago, but soon the base of the new spire is to be built, and officials hope to reopen the cathedral by the end of next year. From Brie, France, where the work on the spire is being done, Lisa Bryant reports.
More than 20 craftsmen, hundreds of hours, and thousands of trees. That's what it takes to rebuild just the base and the spire of Notre Dame. Carpenters are rushing to finish the base. The spire itself is planned to be up by year's end. Notre Dame's reopening promises to be a global celebration. But for these workers, it will be bittersweet. The end of years of hard work and an extraordinary adventure. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Brie, France.
Nigeria's opposition Labour Party candidate Peter Obi has filed a petition seeking to cancel results from last month's disputed presidential election. Court papers showed, kicking off what could be a long legal campaign lasting several months. There have been numerous legal challenges to the outcome of previous Nigerian presidential elections, but none has succeeded. Obi asked the appeals court to invalidate the election won by Bolo Tinubu of the ruling party, accusing the Independent National Electoral Commission of breaching the law by failing to use electronic machines to upload polling station results. I'm Joe Ramsey.